Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Expert advice on vitamins to help build immunity at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Karina Camarino, owner of the Camarino Bakery. Good morning. Good afternoon, even.
Good
and welcome
afternoon.
To studio. Thank you very much for coming into us. We're going to talk about breakfast baking. Do you have to be a morning person to be getting up and making very involved meals, or do you do a lot of this the night before?
You can do preparation the night before. Truth be told, you're probably going to want to be a morning person if you're going to give yourself a task first thing in the morning. But the recipes that I have for you have an element that you can prepare the night before. So something like if you're baking scones, mm-hmm. in my recipe, you can make your scones up to a point and then freeze them so that the morning that you want to enjoy them, you could take them out of the freezer.
Yes, give me your definition of a morning person. What time does this particular morning person set their alarm for if they're baking?
This particular morning person sitting before you, I wake up usually at 6 o'clock. I love to have some quiet time in the morning when nobody else is awake and nobody is texting me and nobody's ringing me and it's just me. Turn on the oven. I find baking really meditative. Okay. I find it a nice way to start the day.
I don't want to be you, but I do want to be the person that wakes up in that house to the smell of baking wafting down the hall.
My life is pretty great. You might want to reconsider. I really enjoy the baking. You know, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it.
Okay, look, the first recipe that we're going to talk about here, you're going to have to visualize this for me because I have a little bit of a problem getting my head around what a French toast casserole is going to look like.
Ah, a French toast casserole. So casserole, I guess, is a word we use more in North America for certain types of dishes. I'm from Canada, just to be clear. But a casserole, say, is something that's baked in a baking dish. And so French toast, as we know it, is a slice of bread that's dipped in kind of an egg, mm-hmm. sugar, milky mixture, and then cooked on a griddle or on a pan. A French toast casserole, those pieces of bread are soaked in that same mixture, but those slices of bread are layered into a casserole dish that can be prepared the night before, just chilling in the fridge. And when you want to bake it, you bake it all at the one time in the casserole dish and you serve it in scoops.
Okay, what are you steeping your bread in then?
My recipe has milk, has egg, has sugar. I like to add a little bit of cinnamon too. So it makes a custardy mixture. And for my casserole, I cube up the bread too. In Camerino Bakery, we use challah bread for sandwiches. And that's a traditional Jewish bread. It's a little bit similar to brioche, so it's a bit richer. Uh-huh. And you want to use stale bread for your French toast, your French toast casserole. And challah bread or brioche is just next level.
Why do you want it to be stale?
You want it to be drier, so it'll be able to take more of the moisture of that mixture, that custardy mixture, okay. that's going to soak into the bread. If it's tender already, it won't absorb as much of that.
If you don't have a sweet tooth at that hour of the morning, is there a savory version of this?
There is. And in the recipe, I give the option, but totally be creative too. My recommendation for a savory involves spinach and cheese instead of the sugar and cinnamon. And I would layer it like a strata. So that's a savory version. That's the name of a savory French toast casserole, is a strata, which means layers. Maybe in Latin. I don't know. So you have your spinach. You could add herbs like dill would go really nicely with that, and grated cheese. And then it comes out of the oven. Not only that kind of custardy texture, like the center of a French toast, but you also get that ooey gooey melted cheese. You could have that herby dill or maybe nutmeg.
If you wanted to be incredibly decadent and really, really indulgent, I'd imagine not only could you do this with brioche buns, but with croissants as well.
Yeah,
or that's any other pastry.
Yeah, it's trendy. I don't know if it would taste as good, to be honest, because croissant, if you think about it, already so soaked in butter. There's each individual layer of croissant when you break into it and you see all those individual layers, there's like butter in between
everyone. Don't shoot me down. I'm just trying to make sure that there's no food waste and that everything gets used.
There is always a second life, yeah, for those kinds of pastries.
would you throw a little bit of fruit into the sweet version? Not the savoury one, but would you throw any berries? Or
that would be amazing, yeah. Blueberries would be great, or raspberries would be great. Something small enough, I would say. You could even chop up strawberries so that it doesn't affect your baking time too much. But absolutely, chocolate chips too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned scones earlier on. I think many people would have something of a problematic relationship with scones, because all too often they end up coming out with all, particularly when they're fruit scones, with all of the fruit fallen to the bottom and no air in it. Have you top tips here, please, for the perfect consistency scone?
I do. I have top tips. In fact, we teach a class in Camerino Bakery on scone baking and jam making, so you could get the whole thing. So I don't love dried fruit in my scones. I love raspberries on top of my scones. My preference is to have the fruit on instead of in. I would also say always mix by hand. Never.
If you put fresh fruit into a scone, though, it's going to color the entire scone, isn't it?
Yeah, especially raspberries. It gives it kind of a blue color. So my preference would be to finish your scone, egg wash the top a little bit, and put some raspberries on the top. You still get that lovely burst of juicy fruit with each bite without it coloring the scones or making a gummy texture because of the moisture that's released when it's baking.
What have you got against raisins?
What have I got against raisins? I guess I've eaten too many poor raisins in my life, the shrivelly kind that aren't juicy at all, you know?
Yeah.
A plump raisin's okay, but they're hard to come by. What have I got against raisins?
A plump raisin is divine. It's not just okay.
Like in a rice pudding, 100%. In my scone, that's not my preference. Nah,
okay. Blueberry muffin next. This is basically having cake for breakfast.
Yes, it is basically having cake for breakfast. Bringing my North American influence to this, but like muffins are really considered a breakfast food, especially over there. And this muffin is really, really tender, and it's like the kind you would get like in a cafe or a restaurant back home. It's really, really, and it stays tender for 2 days, which is unusual for a muffin. So this recipe has blueberries inside as whole blueberries, and part of the mass of blueberries is smushed with a fork before it's mixed in. So unlike the scone, we do want the blueberries to get mixed in with the batter here to keep that whole thing moist. It's a much lighter crumb than a scone. A scone is more crumbly, right? And a muffin is more tender. And on the top of this muffin, I have some demerara sugar too, so that you have a crunch when you bite into it and a very, very soft center.
What's the calorie count on this?
Well, if it depends what time of the... Well, you know, that's a really great question for a scientist.
No, we should not be counting calories, but we should be eating treats like this.
But I think there's a big difference between, you know, spending your calories on something that's like homemade and really delicious and good quality rather than like a packaged muffin that's garbage, and that's a waste of your calories.
Well, I can just see the healthcare specialists who come on this program and Radio 1 generally absolutely steam blowing out of their ears when they hear your next recipe, which is involves chocolate for breakfast, basically.
Yeah. I brought a little sample in here. So I don't know if you are aware of Cookie Crisp cereal, which is basically a cereal made of teeny tiny chocolate chips. Kids delight in Cookie Crisp cereal. Yeah. Now, the store-bought version is full of garbage, but I've made a homemade version that incorporates rye flour too. So there's some healthful ingredients. And if you break it down, butter, okay for breakfast. Egg, good for breakfast. Rye flour, that's in bread.
It all sounds great until you get to the chocolate.
Until you mix it all in together. Well, pain au chocolat is a breakfast food, right? Would you agree?
In France.
Okay.
Where calories just don't seem to have the same impact for whatever reason. Just look at the French. All right. All of these recipes going up on the website. Karina Camerino, owner of the Camerino Bakery, thank you very much for joining us this morning.